People worldwide stage mass rallies to voice their support for the Palestinian people and their resistance against the Israeli regime. The late founder of the Islamic Republic, Imam Khomeini, in 1979 designated the last Friday of the holy month of Ramadan as the International Al-Quds Day. People in Bahrain and Saudi Arabia marked the International Al-Quds Day in defiance of a government ban on demonstrations. Protesters chanted death to Israel and death to America while setting their flags on fire. Reports say regime forces attacked the crowds in both countries. Meanwhile, Israeli military forces are tightening security in Al-Quds, Jerusalem, amid rising fears over violent protests in the city. Thousands of Palestinians are attending prayers at Al-Aqsa Mosque, but Israel has restricted 12 to 40-year-old men who are wanting to pray there. Many Palestinians residing in the occupied West Bank also cannot go in. Iran's President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad lashes out at the U.S. and its Western allies for protecting Israel. He said imperial powers are plotting to dominate the Middle East region. The Iranian president called on all Muslim nations to remain vigilant to enemy plots and maintain their unity. The German military is given the permission to use deadly weapons within the country's borders. The Federal Constitutional Court says armed forces can be deployed in case of an assault of, quote, catastrophic proportions. After the Nazi-era abuses, severe restrictions were put on military deployments. Standoff between Britain and Ecuador continues after the South American nation grants Julian Assange political asylum. British authorities say they refuse to honor the decision. London says it is committed to extraditing the WikiLeaks founder back to Sweden and has even threatened to raid the Ecuadorian embassy. At least 36 people have been killed in clashes between police and miners on strike at a South African platinum mine. Police say the deadly violence broke out after armed workers approached officers and refused to disperse. Miners are wanting a pay rise. And finally, several U.S. cities start aerial pesticide spraying after an unusual outbreak of the so-called West Nile virus. Texas is the epicenter of the mosquito-borne infection, with more than 470 cases and 17 deaths. The spraying has raised concerns that it might expose people to chemical pesticides.